This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I could read a headline that Spain has just emerged from its 2 years of recession. The National Statistics Institute there has detected a tiny bit of growth, but that wouldn't tell the story of one of Europe's top five economies, 13th in the world overall, just behind Australia. The BBC's Pascal Harter is in Barcelona. Morning, Pascal.
Good morning, David.
So it says here Spain is emerging from recession. Does it feel that way?
No. 26% unemployment. What that actually feels like is that the social contract is broken. You know, you're talking about young couples who've now spent their savings, left the home that they bought. And I'm talking here about handing over the keys to the bank, but still having to pay the debt because there aren't the same bankruptcy walk-away laws in Spain as there are in America.
So, Pascal, you lose the asset, yet it's still your duty to pay back the debt.
What they call it here, the campaigners, is financial genocide, because they say that, you know, a whole swathe of society is then disencouraged really from getting a job, earning any money, because any money that they do get, they'll have to pay towards a home that they no longer own. And so these young families have to move in with their parents. So the grandparents are using their pensions often to pay debts of their children.
I see, grasping at straws almost, inflation is practically non-existent in Spain. I guess there's that.
But the figures and the kind of reality when you go to the shops don't match up. Things have got more expensive. And Spaniards, you know, who celebrate their food when the horse meat scandal erupted, instead of there being a scandal, people said, oh, yes, it's much cheaper. And lots of programs were on television about how to cook with horse meat.
Fascinating. The BBC's Pascal Harter in Barcelona. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.